This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist Patrick Hammer joins me on the West Her Hotline right now. Pat, thanks a lot for holding through Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We had to change things up a little bit this morning.
And happy birthday to Mr. McDermott Sr. That's kind of cool to hear. I apparently, he talks to his dad before every game.
Oh, yeah.
John Scott did a story on McDermott, and he talked about that. That's kind of cool.
It's Rich McDermott's his name, and you'll see him at training camp sometimes. You'll see him at games sometimes. I see him down on the sidelines. Fantastic person, former football coach. I'm sure that he's got a few things he wants to go over with. I don't know if they watch film together, but as Sean said, of course, they had a lot of support right there. Yeah, so happy birthday to him. Thank you for waiting here, and obviously we have a big game on tap Sunday at 4:25 p.m. You know what that means? Lots of early and a long tailgate. And then the game at 4:25 p.m. when the sun starts to go down a little bit, what does all that mean for our weather Sunday?
So Sunday is looking, it's not going to be picture perfect in terms of clear skies, but I think the weather could not be more ideal for a, let's call it a mid-November game. We're going to see clouds increasing on Sunday. So if you see the clouds thickening up and it begins to look like it does outside right now, don't worry, it's not going to rain. We're going to see rain roll in late Sunday night, but well after the game. Temperatures very comfortable in the 50s, I would say, most of the day, kicking off at about 52, and then we're in the upper 40s through the end of the game, and wind not an issue. Initially, it looked like there could be a breeze. There might be a little bit of a breeze, 10 to 15 miles an hour at most, but generally a really nice afternoon and evening for football. And let's just say this, luckily this game isn't occurring 10 years ago to the date, because November 17th, 10 years ago, was the start of Snowvember, where the stadium, what did they get, 6 feet of snow?
Yeah.
Not going to be the case this year.
That was the original game that was moved. That was into Detroit against the Jets. That was Rex Ryan's Jets against Doug Marrone's Bills. I remember that. It was my first year on the Bills sidelines, actually, on the Bills radio network and the broadcast. Thanks for reminding us of that. But it also brings into, just a question about this year and how well it's gone. And I want to knock on wood or something, because holy cow, we've really had really good weather for Bills home games this year.
I mean, thinking about the last 2 years, how impactful. And if you recall, it was the game 2 years ago after the Vikings game, which was that debacle at home, which is what the next weekend was the huge November storm we got 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, we had the Christmas blizzard. I mean, just the last 2 years, last year more with the playoffs, have had impactful weather affecting the Bills. And that has not been the case so far this season. Of course, we do have more home games deeper into the season to think about. But so far, so good.
All right. Well, so the Bills have a couple of dome games in December. They go to L.A., they go to Detroit. But before that, Thanksgiving weekend, they play at home on a Sunday night. I get that it's, 14 days. It's 2 weeks out. I get it. What are the trends and patterns right now showing, though, about early December, maybe?
Yeah. So right now, the trends are, it's been a very quiet and mild fall. Next week, after what's going to be a relatively quiet weekend, the first signs of kind of a weather pattern change, it looks like it's going to get rainy on Thursday. The week of Thanksgiving, though, is really up in the air. The trend is for colder, which is not shocking. But I do believe that snow chances possibly will ramp up the week of Thanksgiving. It's not a lock. There's a lot of variability in some of the stuff we look at. But as we get closer to that 49ers game, something we got to pay attention to that Sunday Monday. Is it Sunday night or Monday night?
It's a Sunday night game. It's a Sunday night game, December 1st. Yeah. It's a late Thanksgiving this year, by the way. It's a late Thanksgiving. It's like as late as you can go.
Yeah, very late Thanksgiving.
What about next week? The Bills are off. You could tell me I'm going on vacation. My family is for next week. But what about here in Buffalo next week, Western New York, as the Bills are off, people getting some things done and don't have the pressure of, having to be around for a Bills game and hopefully a win and feeling good about it after this week.
My wife even has it in her calendar. I get my Sunday back. So, that's going to be the case for the bye week. As I said, it's going to rain on Thursday. And then behind that system for next week, it may get cooler and we may possibly see a few flakes of snow. By the way, if we don't get snow by next Friday, that will be the latest in the season we've ever gone to receive our first flake of snow in Buffalo. That's the 22nd of November. If we don't get snow that day, that'll be the latest start. So the trend is more wet.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then white next week, but possibly next weekend and into the week leading into Thanksgiving, it may get a little more wintry around here.
All right, I am headed out west next week. It's the Bills bye week, and it just so happened, look at the schedule. Oh, the Sabres are in San Jose. I would like to get away. Now, granted, I know that the temperature in San Fran, you can let me know about this, in that area of the country, isn't the warmest necessarily, but nice place to go. Let's go to the Sharks game. We're going to go to Alcatraz on Friday night. Going to hit Napa on Sunday while the other NFL games are going on. What's it going to be like for me and the fam?
Okay, so I did take a look. Right now, it looks dry to start the weekend. There may be some rain rolling in on Sunday. That's something we're watching. Just a couple of little tidbits for you. Go to Napa, fine. Check out Sonoma. Sonoma Valley is just as good, but less crowded and more quaint, in my opinion. You're going to Alcatraz. You're going at night. I grew up looking at Alcatraz from my bedroom. Every single night growing up as a kid.
That's terrifying. That's how you stay straight as a kid.
Do you know how I fell asleep? It was the lighthouse on Alcatraz would go into my room, and it would reflect off my wall.
That's amazing.
I'd sit there, and every 30 seconds, I would see a little flash of light on my wall, and that was the lighthouse on Alcatraz.
Wow.
Going there during the day is spooky enough, right? But you're going at night, which, I mean, you get out of that experience. That's off to you.
Should be pretty good, though. So I know that's an area of the country, that area specifically, San Fran, San Jose, they kind of have the same kind of temperature year-round. Not the exact same, but it doesn't get too hot, doesn't get too cold, right?
No, I mean, San Francisco, I think its coldest time of the year is actually like July, believe it or not. The summer gets very cold there because of the fog.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose and San Francisco are pretty different, though. San Jose can get a lot warmer in the summer and actually a little colder in the winter. But, yeah, it doesn't have the variability like we have here just because it's on the Pacific Ocean, and the Pacific Ocean is kind of a stable temperature, and that just kind of keeps everything kind of even keel. So rarely do you get really big swings in temperature there.
All right. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. We only have about a minute and a half, so I wanted to ask you before you do go.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the fight tonight, and are you rooting for either Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
Okay, I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for Tyson. I just I don't know. I like his story. This Jake Paul just, I don't know a lot about this, but just some of the clips that I'm seeing and some of the things on social media, I don't know. He's just kind of got a little bit of an arrogance that, I don't know.
I am totally rooting for Mike Tyson. I mean, come on, this is a childhood guy we all watched, and you're like, this is the one for the old guys, right? Come on, let's go. I mean, I'm 51. I'm playing flag football, and I'm like, let's go, Mike Tyson, go knock this dude out.
When I saw Mike Tyson in the movie The Hangover, I mean, I yes! jumped out of the chair and was so rooting for him because it was a part of my growing up childhood, and he was funny. He had great comedic timing. And it was, I don't know, I just kind of re-fell in love with him. I am rooting for Tyson tonight.
That's going to be on Netflix, by the way. So it's free. If you have Netflix, you can watch it for free. But Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. And I'm totally rooting for Mike Tyson. I want to see that happen. Hey, Pat, have a great weekend. And then into next week. I don't think we'll be talking next week. I'll be gone. So we won't. But unless these guys want to have you on, unless Josh and Zach want to have you on, they're more than welcome.
There will be a void in my life if I don't speak to you. I may call you in San Francisco anyway.
You can do that because I know you're familiar with the area. I might give you a call, pal. Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, take care.
All right, that is Pat Hammer, and we're looking at good weather for the Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday. Yeah, I'm rooting for Tyson tonight. You rooting? Are you? You're younger than me. Are you a Jake Paul guy because you want the young guy here?
No, not at all. Okay. I hate Jake Paul. I hate all those like YouTube stars. It was the start of the end of YouTube. When him and his brother have been doing all the stuff they do on YouTube.
Don't tell me it's the end of YouTube. I'm building my YouTube.
It's not the end of YouTube. But
for you,
like,
it was just what it kind of ruined it a little
bit,
right?
I don't know. It was just like a trend at the time. So
hey, thanks a lot for joining us today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Once again, as always, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Stubbs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll talk to you again next week, a little bit here or there. Then I'll be going. And then, of course, Sunday, Bills Chiefs pregame at 9 a.m. And up next, Sabres Live.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.